Hello, I am Dr. Adina Hope, and this is the Dr. O Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome to your 11th episode of the Home Boss Business Tips and Tricks podcast series. Yes, in the last episode, we talked about facing your fears and getting past them. In this episode, we're going to go over some amazing tips for running that successful home-based business. Business like the boss that you are. So this episode is brought to you by my proceeds from the Perfect Personal Pitch Coaching Program Masterclass. The Perfect Personal Pitch Program can be found at drordinahope.com. That's drordinahope.com. Now, running a home-based business like the boss that you are can be fun, profitable, exciting, and it can also be time consuming, stressful, and frustrating. That's why it's important to be equipped with the right information to keep you on track and help you over any rough spots or patches that you encounter throughout this journey. Yes, it's a journey, not a destination, because being the boss, you are on a journey. Let's go over a few things every business boss should attend to throughout their journey or their day. Always check to see what type of business insurance you may need to legally operate. Some business need none, but some business should have insurance. Now, I was running a business back in 2004, and it was parties for teens in a safe environment. So I had to get $1 million worth of insurance because the building that I was running my parties out of was worth over $1 million. So any damages done to that would have been insured. And they insured that they have insurance to get their money's worth out of their business in case there was negligence on anyone associated with my parties. So that's why I say, check with your community, with the people, the brick and mortar, if you're in a brick and mortar, or your landlord, if you have one, check and see what kind of business insurance that is required for you to operate inside your home. So some states require mandatory business insurance, and it's important to incorporate that cost into your operating budget. Now, keep in mind, this way you can assure yourself that your business is protected, and it also minimizes the risk associated with running a business. So keep moving forward. There's always room to grow by conducting research on the latest trends. You always have to stay informed. You always have to stay updated in your industry, in your niche, what your competition is doing, what the new requirements are, what are the new rules, just in case they change a law. I know when I was doing hair, and black people have always braided their own hair, and there was a regulation that you couldn't braid another person's hair. Now, that's just like combing your hair for any other nationality. However, braiding hair has become a lucrative business, and multiple cultures try and capitalize on that, and it became a failed effort. So keeping informed keeps you in the know and in the how and in business as the boss that you are. With the right knowledge, you can potentially move your business into new arenas, new areas, and capitalize off of new opportunities. Now, try to keep regular work hours when working from home. We've already discussed about creating that schedule and sticking to it. And if you did not listen to that podcast, look for it. It was the 10th episode. So the freedom of a home-based business can be very convenient. Oh, I love it. And I'm sure by now you should be loving it as well. But your body's clock can take a beating if you change your routine and you do it often. Try to keep regular hours and regular sleep routines. Keep in mind that this is a business, and yes, you may be at home, but your business becomes taxing to the mind after a while if you keep an irregular business hours, period. I know I fall into this a few times a week, if not too many times a week, but I've trained myself over the years to capitalize on the morning and capitalize on my evening, so my middays are a little more freer. And that's how I run my business. I do the back end stuff late at night, and I do the front end up early in the morning, and I catch that morning worm. But design what is best for you, being the boss that you are. Know your marketplace. If most of your customers are mothers who work from home, then emphasize that in your business marketing tactics. They may appreciate that you are similar to them and that you cater to them, and you're not some big oversized corporation who think that they're just a number in the line of numbers throughout this day. A home business is preferable to many customers, consultants, and clients. So if you make sure it's known in your marketing aspects, that might help you out in the end. And sometimes you might want to get a P.O. box for your business so that it won't get confused by the mail person whose address this is and what's really going on. You want to make sure that you separate the two, or if you're just getting started out, this might not be something you might be interested in. But as things begin to grow, you might want to look at getting a P.O. box, and it can help to keep your family safe and secure and separate it from your business. Try to find a place where you can buy supplies wholesale. Even if it's a business program or application that you need, sometimes you can get in on the beta testing floor or the ground floor or the launch, and it becomes super inexpensive to purchase those products than it will once they're up fully running. And if you're doing tangible products, wholesale might be the way you want to go, because in all products you use a wholesale, then you can do your upsell and then you can become profitable in the long run. Online, there's many wholesale providers that have gone online, and you can order from the comforts of your home as well. Back in the day, I used to have to go to trade shows to get some of my products at a wholesale price. So be thankful and grateful for the internet, and times have changed exponentially. When choosing a type of home business, make sure that your business will work with your family schedule if you have live-in human beings that you know, love, and trust. You might want to give them some attention. And so make sure that there's not a conflict in your schedule. Your family will love you for it, I promise. Your family will have a normal schedule that you will have to work around if you're going to become the home business boss that you are and being loved at the same time. Now, sometimes you might have that new baby, or you might have them terrible twos going on around you, but you may want to limit the amount of time that you interact with your business while they're awake and up and running around. You're going to have to navigate through their time schedule, because those terrible twos don't know when, they're not going to tell you when, oh, at 6 o'clock, I'm going to go to bed, or at 2 o'clock, in the afternoon, I'm going to scream at the top of my lungs. So keep in mind that your business is going to be having to be a little bit more flexible on the things that you have to do. Now, I have two children here with me. I'm raising my grandchildren. They're awesome and amazing girls. They go to school online. And when they're on their break, I have to get off of my microphone. So I have to manipulate my time so that I can spend time with them when they're on their break, And then we all go into our respective places and we get our work done throughout the day. So that's a way of manipulating your schedule and theirs to make sure that your business becomes thriving and continue to do so. So you should make it easy for your customers to get in contact with you as well. Your business website should be up and running, because we discussed this in some of the other podcasts. If you have not heard that podcast, please review and check the website, mindyourliferadio.com, for the other episodes. I promise you, if you put that in place, things will change for the greater. Your business website should have an email link available on every page. Many people put it at the top, others put it at the footer. As long as it's available, you're doing something right. This keeps communication up in people's faces. And subliminally, it also keeps them knowing how to communicate with you. It's comfortable, it's up and it's upfront, it's out in the open, and it's trustworthy. It makes you look trustworthy. It's a simple way to build trust with your customers. Make sure you look for your next episode, which is coming soon. No, I wasn't before you long, but these tips will help you, tinkle around your business in the home a little bit better and wake up in the morning loved and appreciated. I hope you found value in this short podcast for today. And if so, please like and share. I am Dr. Adina Hope. This is the Dr. O Show. And remember what? Mark 9:23. If you can believe, I would say, believe all things are possible for the one who believes. That's you. And hopefully that's the person next to you building their business. And surely it's me. So I am Dr. Adina Hope, and I will see you on the next episode.